The heavy rains have stopped, but the crisis is still unfolding. South Africa's National Defense Force says 10,000 troops will head to KwaZulu-Natal province to help clear out the devastation left by days of flooding. More than 440 people were killed. Dozens are missing. This rescue team is looking for one of them.
We're out here helping, looking for our neighbor. We're sure she was swept by the river because we found her son's body nearby, but she is still missing.
Families are left to wait and manage one painful struggle after another.
The situation is bad. Her son is already at the morgue, but since we haven't found his mother yet, we don't know where to lay his remains.
The floods left thousands of people homeless. They also knocked out power and water services. The president says climate change fueled the disaster, and new measures are needed to prepare for extreme weather.
We need to increase our investment in climate adaptation measures to better safeguard communities against the effects of climate change.
The government has declared a state of disaster, with nearly $7 million allocated for relief efforts. With communities hit hard, rescue teams say it will take more than time and money to fully recover. Hundreds of thousands of children are due back in school on Tuesday after the Easter holiday weekend. But authorities warn, for many, that won't yet be possible. Katia Lopez-Oloyan, Al Jazeera.